Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Solly Hemus. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Moon. Batting third. The first baseman, Stan Musial. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Red Shandy Anst. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rip Rapolsky. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Stevenson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Sarney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Harvey Haddix. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Eddie Mixes. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Sam Jones. And now, play ball. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus takes first base on ball four. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mixes, who is chasing the ball. Moon reaches third base with a triple. Hemus goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moon tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shandy Anst takes first base on ball four. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky takes first base on ball four. Shandy Anst moves to second. Bob Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Baker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a fly ball into right field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cardinals, 2, Cubs, 2. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevenson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Gordon Jones now pitching. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson takes first base on ball four. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Stevenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mixes. Sarney reaches second base with a double. Gordon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Sarney moves to third. One out. Sally Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hemus hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixes strikes out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Rapolski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-1 in the game. Musial takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up towards third. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Sauer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sarney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rip Rapolski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rapalski strikes out. One out. Bob Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sarney takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shane Dienst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hemus takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Musial strikes out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Hemus moves to second. Red Shane Dienst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane Dienst is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Shane Dienst hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to second. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Banks moves to third. Sauer moves to second. Paul LaPomme now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fondi strikes out. One out. Mel Wright now pitching. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Sauer scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rapulski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rapulski moves to third. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rapulski scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sarney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Stevenson moves to third. Joe Frazier pinch hits for Mel Wright. Joe Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-4, Cubs. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hemus hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Smith now pitching. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a pop-up towards third. Hemus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. King takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. King moves to second. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer strikes out. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stevenson fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a fly ball into center field. Mixes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Red Shandy Anst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shane D'Anst is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Shane D'Anst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fondi hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. McCullough is hit by the pitch. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones bunts towards the mound. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. McCullough moves to second. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. He must fields it and throws to second for the out. McCullough moves to third. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McCullough scores. Mixes moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 8-4, Cubs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. King hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mixes scores. Baker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baker tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-4, Cubs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sauer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rip Rapulski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapulski is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Rapulski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sarney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sarney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sarney hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Rapulski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fondi hits a fly ball into left field. Rapulski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. He must fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harry Walker pinch hits for Frank Smith. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Solly Hemus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemus is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hemus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Musial hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker scores. Moon moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-5, Cubs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.